In this bulletin, Australia's political leaders pay tribute to those fighting the bushfires in their Christmas messages. The latest from the bushfire fight from South Australia and New South Wales. And in cricket, Australia prepares for tomorrow's Boxing Day test. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has used his Christmas message to thank those who serve the country, including Australia's volunteer firefighters.
I want to thank all of those who serve our nation, serving as volunteers, fighting those fires as we speak, patrolling our beaches, those who are serving overseas in our defence forces and are a long way from home at serving our nation there. To those who will be serving on Christmas Day, whether it's the homeless or the merry charitable acts that they've been engaged in, we say thank you to you too, because we know it's just not on Christmas Day, but this is a passion of yours and something you do each and every day over the course of the year.
And opposition leader Anthony Albanese has also thanked those involved in the firefighting effort.
In 2019, we think particularly of those people in the community who've been fighting bushfires. We think of those empty seats at tables where people have lost loved ones.
And firefighters across the Adelaide Hills will use Christmas Day to try to bring a devastating bushfire under control. Slightly milder conditions on Wednesday and on Boxing Day will give the country fire service some chance of bringing the 25,000 hectare blaze under control ahead of the looming deterioration in conditions. A return to very hot weather with the mercury topping 40 degrees Celsius has been forecast for the weekend. And in New South Wales, firefighters are set for a moderate Christmas with cooler conditions to keep fire danger to a minimum. Rain is forecast for coastal New South Wales north of Newcastle, while Sydney will have a 50% chance of rain. Most of coastal New South Wales is under moderate fire risk, while one region only, the northwestern region, is deemed at very high risk. A legal challenge against the election of Liberal MPs Josh Frydenberg and Gladys Liu due to Chinese language signage has been dismissed. The case before the Court of Disputed Returns alleged the signs were designed to look like official election material from the Australian Electoral Commission in an attempt to mislead voters. The signs used a similar shade of purple that is used by the AEC. The court dismissed the application, ruling the signs were misleading but would not have influenced the election outcome. The court asked former Liberal State Director Simon Frost to show reasons why the court shouldn't refer him to the High Court for breaches of electoral rules. And President Donald Trump has brushed off North Korea's warning of a Christmas gift, saying the United States would deal with it very successfully amid concerns in the US that Pyongyang might be preparing a missile test. North Korea warned Washington earlier this month of a possible Christmas gift after its leader Kim Jong-un gave the US until the end of the year to propose new concessions in talks over the country's nuclear arsenal and reducing tensions between the two long-time adversaries. At least 25 people have been killed in a bus accident on Indonesia's Sumatra Island. The bus plunged into a gorge and crashed into a fast-flowing river after its brakes malfunctioned while travelling on a windy road. A local police chief says 14 other people were hospitalised. In cricket, New Zealand captain Tim Southee says his side is looking forward to going up against Australia in tomorrow's Boxing Day test. The last time New Zealand played against Australia on December 26 was back in 1987. Southee says it'll be an honour to lead his team onto the Melbourne cricket ground.
A lot of great cricketers from New Zealand haven't had the chance to do it, so I guess it's something special and something that the guys are really looking forward to. I'm sure everyone grew up watching the Boxing Day test match over the last number of years. I think only a couple of guys were alive when the last one was played between Australia and New Zealand.
Look at the weather for Christmas Day. Mostly sunny in Perth, 36, sunny in Adelaide and 31, hazy at times for Melbourne and 28, partly cloudy 25 for Hobart, smoke haze for Canberra, 32 degrees in Wollongong, a shower or 224. In Sydney, a possible shower 26, much the same for Newcastle 25. In Brisbane, showers with a possible storm 24, sunny in Cairns 33, partly cloudy in Darwin 36 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.